reminded of the story of the oil seller, an old man who possessed 4 urns of the most precious olive oil. The first he gave to Woodburn, who betrayed his generosity by burning his house down, machine-gunning his livestock, and dynamiting his storehouse. He went to the second neighbor, gave him his second urn of oil, and discovered that this neighbor had been carrying on for some years a lewd correspondence by mail with his wife, which was consummated shortly after the transfer of the urn of precious oil. And when his wife conceived quadruplets, they were trained from birth with the sole purpose of assassinating him, their mother's betrayed and cuckolded husband. The third urn of oil he gave to a religious prophet, a renunciate prince who resided in a cave in the mountains, the holiest of self-deniers, touched by the finger of all angels, whose body was warmed by the breath of God. It was a difficult pilgrimage at tremendous cost, both physically and financially, and took months to get there. All the livestock the oil seller brought with him was stolen or died. The horse upon which he began the journey was shot out from under him by the long rifles of the pass. Wretched and shivering, his clothing in tatters, his last piastres were stolen from him by his own guides, who left him tied to a tree, smeared with honey, hoping that he would attract enough insects to eat him alive. Finally, lacerating his own wrists, he wriggled free from the bonds that held him to the tree, and after spending 2 days chanting holy scripture, he enticed the sacred hermit from his cave and offered him the urn of oil. The old prophet gazed into it, looked up to heaven, clenched his fist, bared his teeth, and invoked the most hideous curse of God and all his minions down upon the head of the oil seller. And in so doing, the skies clouded over, lightning began to fork from above, the earth shook, the air itself became heavy with poisonous insects, and on his way home, the oil seller's hair fell out, his teeth dissolved, his eyes crusted over. He developed gangrene, open sores, body lice, and started spontaneously to bleed. And he began to give off a hideous and repugnant odor. And now he had 1 urn of oil left.